Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this. Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like Fusarium and Rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear, Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle. An online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. And Tom, let's kick off our conversation with a talk about the livestock futures, and really a disappointing day on Friday for the livestock.
Yes, sir, Dave. It was extremely disappointing as our livestock plummeted with large triple-digit losses in the cattle and the hogs. The selling was influenced by the sell-off in the financial markets as we saw the Dow Jones drop 531 points on Friday, and they have now lost over the last three trading sessions 1,052 points. The feeders had four contracts that closed down the $4.50 limit on Friday. Cash cattle last week traded $3 to $4 lower in our feed yards. Friday's cattle on feed report was slightly friendly as the placements came in 2 points lower than expected. On feed and marketings came in as expected, but we also saw in the cold storage report beef supplies 30% larger than a year ago this time. Choice box beef on Friday down $1.56. Selects were down 70 cents on a total movement of 118 loads. The cattle slaughter, 105,000 head. The weekly cattle kill, 540,000. Cash feeder index was down 72 cents Friday. Friday's close saw October live cattle drop $2.47. October feeders dropped the $4.50 limit. We will see expanded limits in our feeders today of $6.75. Our October lean hogs were down $1.92.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's look at our grain futures now here this morning, and not much better really on the grain side for Friday.
That's right, Dave. We saw our grain soybean futures also take a hit last Friday with the largest losses occurring in the soybeans. KC wheat made new contract lows Friday. November soybeans were very close to their contract low. We also saw the conclusion and the results of the Pro Farmer Tour on Friday after the markets closed. It showed the soybean yield 0.4 of a bushel per acre, lower than what the USDA estimate was the week before, and the corn yield 4.5 bushels per acre, lower than the USDA. This was not really a surprise to the market. Now, overnight, led by China, the Asian and European financial markets are continuing to plummet to the downside. This has added selling pressure to the entire commodity sector today and is putting pressure on our grain markets as we speak. December KC wheat down 8 cents. We are looking at December corn down 10 and 3 quarters. November soybeans are now down 27 and 3 quarters cents. December cotton's down 233 points. October crude oil making new contract lows down $1.62. We're looking at the September S&P down 67.5 points. December dollar index is down $1.06. And September Dow Jones futures are down 635 points as we speak. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. We'll check in with you again tomorrow and look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.